AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Howdy, hi. Good to be with you here on your Wednesday. Matt, Eric here. Eric, I have to admit, I have enjoyed primarily the bar scenes of Saints fans watching their playoff dreams disappear on one play with 10 seconds left in that game. But I have watched a few of these highlight reels of the Vikings fans, and I've seen two now where the individual is sitting there going, "This is the greatest day of my life." Really? Seriously, your life is horrific if the outcome of one football game on a pretty sensational play, but still one play, if that is really the greatest day of your life. Not your marriage, not getting hired, not graduating high school, graduating college, not having your kids. No, a football game. Please, for God's sakes, put it in perspective a little bit. Doesn't mean you can't be a good fan, whatever good fan means. I think they're either a fan or not a fan. I think it's just a way for people who are delusional that have sold off way too much of their lives to basically follow a sports team to feel like they're somehow superior to everyone else by and saying, "I'm a good fan." Yeah, but come on. This is the greatest day of my life. I'm a Vikings fan myself. Still don't believe we should have paid $2 billion for that football stadium. I don't care if they win that Super Bowl. But come on. Really? I feel sorry for people like that. Eric, you of course, I'm presuming you watched the game and saw the outcome of it as well.
Yeah, I was watching. No. I actually stopped before the end.
You stopped watching?
I assumed they lost.
I did too. Well, my wife was like, "Let's leave it on. Let's just watch the end of the game." I'm like, "I don't want to watch the end of the game. I've seen this game before." This is a replay.
That's how I felt.
But very entertaining. Very good. But, I mean, parsley on the plate of life. Really. Come on. Let's put it out there. Good to be with you today. You're going to be happy to know it is actually real nice outside. We're into the 20s now, and it's melting stuff, which is good. Next few days, we're going to be into the high 30s, 40s. The good news is a lot of this stuff, God, one of the things I really hate about winter is when we get those snowfalls, when it's like about 8-9 degrees, and then it gets really cold. And so you end up getting that greasiness and the slipperiness basically for 4 or 5 days. Most of that's going to be gone by the time we get to this weekend. Sounds like a chance of some snow coming in, maybe, but nothing too heavy duty at this point. So, looking good. I'm going to go out. I'm going to hit the cross country ski trails. They're perfect. If it's going to be 40 degrees with the snow we got last weekend, those trails will be perfect. Do you do any skiing or anything like that?
Yeah, I do downhill skiing.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not coordinated enough to do that. I can be nice and flat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shuffle along.
Speaking of shuffling along, Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I am. There's the birthers, and now there's the girthers, and I am a big fan of the girthers. If you don't know what the girthers are, the girthers are people that do not believe, including myself, anything about his physical. Now, one thing I will say, and I'll breach this subject with Jeff Stein a little bit later on today. One of the things I will say is no medical professional is going to come on out and talk, "Boy, is our president mentally incompetent?" You know, no, that's not going to be part of the discussion. So this whole thing about, yes, his cognitive, you know, when we turned the light on, he seemed to recognize the light was on in the room. Okay. I mean, I'm okay with that, all right? I don't expect you to basically out him for being an idiot or having a degrading mental issue. But 6'3", 239 pounds. That seems to be the issue. Now, first of all, somehow he's gained an inch. And there's a lot of people that are actually pointing out what has happened is it seems as if the height and weight that they came up with was they added an inch to him so that at 239, he would be 1 pound under obese. That's and once again, we should say that the actual physical of the president of the United States is he is overweight. He is, you know, dramatically overweight, and he is on borderline. He's borderline obese. That's their official announcement. That's their announcement. He's borderline obese. Not a big surprise when you're wolfing down the fast food, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the Diet Cokes like he is. And I like a Diet Coke. Hey, I drink more Diet Coke than I probably should, but a case a day, for God's sakes, no. Anyway, but their own thing is, but when you look at this, and what people started doing is they found football players and baseball players who also are 6'3" and somewhere around 230. Now, I'm going to be the first to say, okay, guys, muscle weighs more than weight. So when you see some guy who is a football player who's big and strong, and he's 6'3" and he's 235, of course, he's going to look more insanely fit because muscle weighs more than weight. But if you look at pictures of Trump, he doesn't have any muscle structure. It's not like, I mean, if you are watching on the camera, the live stream here for Facebook. Hello there, by the way. If you're watching, I've got a few pounds on me. I'm not going to deny that. But I also got a lot of muscle structure on me because I lift twice a week. I run 3 times a week. I eat fairly healthy. I can't eat fast food. I have no idea how a man at 71 can eat how he does, because I have one. It's like we're driving across the country or something like that, and we stop at an A&W or something of that nature, and I'm regretting that for a 24-hour period. But I don't eat fast food. I eat healthy food. I look like I am half the size of Donald Trump. I'm 251, okay? I'm 251. I look like I'm half the size of the man. There is no way in the world. There is no way on this planet he is 239. My gut feeling, looking at his gut, it's not just his gut, because some guys do carry a lot of fat in their gut, but nowhere else. Take a look at his pants, man. That is a wide load right there. I mean, that's a big boy. Either that or he's wearing like 4 layers of pants. It's one of the two. He could just be wearing more pairs of pants than the average person. Anyway, but he's a big boy. He's 300, maybe 280. Maybe 280 if he's lucky. But if he's 280, he's lying about his height. There's no way in the world that's the case. He's got a lot of weight on him. So call me a girther. Because I'm not buying the weight program of Donald Trump being 239 and 6'3". Like I said, he didn't grow an inch. And by the way, President Obama is 6'1". There's plenty of pictures of Obama standing next to Trump, and they're pretty much the same height. So 6'2" might be a reach. 952-946-6205. Breaking news. This is interesting. A memo has arisen from the Minnesota Republican Party. The new chairman of the Minnesota Republican Party is seeking a 10% commission from large donors to the party, according to a memo obtained by the Associated Press. Campaign finance experts say they've never heard such an agreement, and it risks upsetting major GOP donors and activists by diverting critical resources from the party that has struggled with debt for much of the last decade, even as it prepares for 2 U.S. Senate elections, a wide-open race for governor, and 4 or more competitive congressional elections. In the December 14th memo, so this was not that long ago, in the December 14th memo, Jennifer Carnahan sought party approval to take the commission on large contributions from October 17, 2017 through at least April. The memo doesn't define large, but an accompanying chart said it would result in an immediate payout of $24,500 in addition to her current base salary of $67,000. The commission structure would need to be approved by the party's 14-member executive committee, which is scheduled to meet Thursday. Carnahan did not respond for requests for comments. Party executive director Matt Pagano defended the proposal in a statement as in line with previous chairs' requests for salary increases in Minnesota and nationwide. In the memo, Carnahan said the additional money was necessary to supplement a salary she called well below market value while working 100 plus hours a week and raising more than $100 million for the party. Since the memo doesn't define what qualifies as a major donation, it's unclear how much Carnahan would gain from the change. The memo does not reference a cap to those payouts. It makes clear she will propose overhauling her entire compensation structure in April. Unlike other state parties, Minnesota is different. Neither our chairman or our national committee men or national committee women are from the donor class, she writes. To make up for what I lack in personal wealth, I've chosen to dedicate my time to ensuring the party is set up for short and long-term success.
Oh, I'll get back to that in a second. Yeah. Carnahan is a newcomer to the job. She was elected in April to take over the party from a 2-year term after a career working for large corporations and starting home business, a women's clothing boutique, in 2014. Although commissioners are standard in the world of business and sales as a form of performance-based compensation, including some professional fundraising organizations, it's not the case in party politics. We're not aware of any other party chairs with this sort of payout situation, said Katie Kelly, director of policy and state programs for the Campaign Legal Center. A sentiment echoed by an official of the National Institute of Money and State Politics. It raises questions of whether the party chair is going to be directing the party in ways which favors those larger donors for a personal benefit, Kelly added. In making the case for the commission structure, Carnahan calls fundraising the most important part of politics. She wrote that she had double averaged annual gifts from existing donors, blah, blah, blah. All right, we can make an argument that, yeah, if you're working 100 hours a week, but once again, you knew what you were getting into. And, okay, if Jennifer Carnahan is making less than the male counterparts that held that job previously, then shame on the Republican Party of Minnesota for not having the equitable pay rate. I will back her up on that. You should be paying her the same amount you paid Tony Sutton and Keith Downey and all the rest of these guys. You should pay them her the same rate. And if you're not, that's shame on you. Now, that being said, wow. What a greedy jerk. Your party, okay. Last night in Wisconsin, just across the border, across the St. Croix River, Senate District 10 in Wisconsin, this was a plus 17 Trump victory area. It's basically part of the metro area across the St. Croix River. Trump won it by 17 points. They had a special election for Senate because the senator that was there was picked up to be part of Scott Walker's administration. So it was an open seat. A popular Republican representative ran for the seat. They had a 3.5-1 advantage in cash in that seat. And the Democrat cleaned their clock by 9. That's a 26-point turnaround in a year and a half. In the state of Minnesota, I'm going to guess there are maybe 5 seats total that are beyond a 26-point margin, which means that pretty much the entire Republican Senate and House are going to be up, or the Senate's not going to be up for grabs this upcoming election, but the House is for sure. And that means pretty much that entire House could be taken by the Democrats, because you know what? You can't have margins like that. So you already have a big problem where the money you have is now going to have to go to races where you never anticipated having to spend money. You're going to have to spend money to get Kurt Daut back there and Joyce Pepin back in there. All your Republican leadership is going to need money. Plus, you're going to need money for all the statewide races and the Senate races. And then you're going to need money to hold on to all these House seats that are in moderate areas. And you want to take more money away from the party at this point? Good luck with that. Because I can tell you right now, you're not going to get too many people on board with that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Oh, sounds like Randy in Coon Rapids wants to agree with me about the Gerther issue. We'll talk to him about that in a second. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Oh no, you shattered your cell phone. Now what? Listen closely. We know you're lost without your phone. Bring it to Computer Revolution today. We'll fix it and have you back online before someone asks, "Where are you?" Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair has over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. Computer Revolution with Cell Phone Repair, located in Roseville at Highway 36 and Fairview Avenue, or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones. Same day, 7 days a week.
Hello, friends. I've been talking to you about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens, Minnesota's first green cemetery dedicated to celebrating life and protecting our environment. One of the many wonderful things they have is something called the Living Urn. Ashes are buried in an urn with seedlings, ultimately coming back to life as a glorious tree. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Why don't you log on to the website, mngreengraves.com. Learn more about Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. See if it might be something that's meaningful for you.
Looking for a catering company that serves delicious food and is environmentally conscious? Look no further than Common Roots Catering. They provide compostable or reusable servicewares for all events, and food waste is composted. Common Roots is also proud to source from sustainable, local farmers. And when Common Roots says local, they mean it. Only free-range and grass-fed meat and poultry raised within 250 miles of their kitchen is served. To learn more about Common Roots Catering and their values, check out commonrootscatering.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. I'll tell you what, let's get rid of Randy in Coon Rapids. Randy, I don't have a lot of time because I got Jeff Stein coming on in here, but Randy in Coon Rapids wants to chime on in. Welcome on in, Randy.
Oh, Matt, I guess we're going to have one of those moments where we're not going to really agree very well, are we?
Well, if you look at that picture, you look at any picture of Donald Trump and you think he's 239 pounds, no, we're not going to agree. But anyway, what's your point today there, Randy?
Well, I don't think he's 239 pounds either. I think he's a pretty big guy, so yeah. I think he's a little bit more than that.
Well, you and I can both agree on this. If you or I, either one of us, said all of a sudden our diet became two Big Macs and two filet of fish and a milkshake every meal, or a bucket of fried chicken and 12 Diet Cokes a day, neither one of us is going to be looking like GQ here. Let's just be honest about it.
Well, you know, I think that I kind of believe the doctor when it comes down to genetics, because look at that. Sometimes you'll see on the news, you'll have this lady, she's 102, and she says, I've had a Dr. Pepper every day and a Twinkie or whatever she's eating. She's been doing that for,
but she's eating.
Know,
but no, I had
50, 60 years.
No, I had a grandmother that lived to be 103 years old. She had gravy on her potatoes. She would have an occasional beer and stuff like that. That makes sense. They weren't. Grandma at 103 is not eating two Big Macs and two filet of fish and a milkshake, following it up with a bucket of chicken from KFC, following it up with a 12 pack of Diet Coke. And so I do believe there is some level of genetics to it. But at the same time, you can't eat like that. I don't care who you are. You can't eat like that and be 239. There's just no way on the planet. What else did you have for me today?
Well, I know you've been on this rant for quite some time. Oh, man, the Republicans, they're going to lose so many houses. I truly believe that the Republicans are not only we're going to gain seats in the House and Senate next year. And I'm thinking to myself, is Matt going along this? Are you listening to the same people that said, oh, Hillary Clinton, she's got this by a landslide?
Okay, no, Randy, I'm not. This is not about listening to people. You did see that the senator from Alabama is now a Democrat. You did see Virginia had a massive shift. You did see across the St. Croix River here yesterday a plus 17 Trump seat where they outspent him 3.5-1 and had a popular Republican running, just got his clock cleaned over there. I know what you want. First of all, no, you and I do not listen to the same people, and that is because you listen to, and Randy, I gotta let you go here because I gotta get to something here, but you and I do not talk to the same people, and the reason why, or listen to the same people, and the reason why is that you're listening to a very filtered news. Today, Donald Trump actually said, I hope we have a terrorist strike because that would stem the losses in the upcoming election. Think about that for a second. The president of the United States is hoping that they are having a terrorist strike in the United States because that might tone down their losses. That's the president saying that. I want someplace in the United States to be attacked by terrorists so that the losses to the Republican Party aren't that bad. Dude, you bought a bill of goods, you bought the Big Mac on a silver platter and said, isn't that fancy? And it was just a crappy Big Mac on a silver platter. And you're sitting there trying to imply that it's somehow a filet mignon. It's not. It just is not. 952-946-6205. Eric, let's do this right now. One Voice Mixed Chorus has got Sanctuary, exploring the music of Minnesota's immigrant communities. This is a special show they're putting on at the Ordway. In St. Paul, they're doing it on Friday night and on Sunday. You can get tickets at ordway.org. That's ordway.org. I've got a pair of tickets for Friday night, 7:30 at the Ordway for One Voice Mixed Chorus. and Sanctuary. I got a pair of tickets right now, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Caller number five, Eric. Caller number five, go ahead and, you know, good luck. You win a pair of tickets to Friday night, the One Voice Mixed Chorus presenting Sanctuary at the Ordway on Friday, 7:30 p.m. Caller number five, good luck. 952-946-6205. No, if you look at what Carnahan is doing is she's basically embracing Jennifer Carnahan, the head of the Republican Party, when she says she wants a 10% commission on large donations. What she's doing is she's embracing what the Republican Party has always embraced, and that is that the Republican Party is a party of greed. It's the Republican Party is a party of greed. There was a story, I saw it before I came on the air. Was it Apple is going to make a new brand new campus here in the United States? They're bringing a bunch of money back from overseas, which leads you to ask the question, why are you stashing all your money overseas? That doesn't make any sense. But that's exactly what they're doing. They're bringing money back and they're going to build this campus because they say, I got this massive tax break. If we bring the money back and invest it back in the United States, we can do it. Great. That actually is a good thing. I'm still holding my breath and hoping it's not exactly like the Walmart benefit where Walmart gave out let's say we're going to get $1,000 bonuses to employees. Then you find out it's only for employees who have been there for 20 years. The average bonus is actually going to be $190. They in turn then turn around and fire 9,000 people by shutting down a bunch of Sam's Clubs. And then they fire 3,500 assistant managers and offer to rehire them back in a new managerial classification that pays them less money. That's not a benefit. But you see, that's greedy ass people. And that's when you look at Walmart, that's Republican policy. They're greedy ass people. These are greedy people that do not care about their own employees or anything else. They care about their own wealth, and that's it. Apple, which has been a company which has been more on the left-leaning side, I think that they're the ones that are saying, if I'm going to get this advantage, we're going to reinvest it, which is great. And whether or not you like the Trump tax plan, that actually, if that ends up coming to fruition and there are no caveats, well, that's a good thing. But the reality is for them to make this tax bill work, all these conservatives who are going to refuse to move that money back, they have to move that money back. And they're not going to. And the reason why is they're terrified of the guy that's going to come in after them. They don't want everyone to know, oh, yeah, I got $100 million stashed overseas, and here we'll bring it back, and then all of a sudden the Democrat gets in charge, and also, well, I'm going to try to put it back. No, we know about the money. So they're not going to bring that money back because that's who the Republican Party is. They're greedy. That is who they are. And the reality is this is what's going to eventually doom them. And we talked about Pawlenty not wanting to run yesterday. Look at this Carnahan thing. What is she doing? She's going for the cash grab. She's going for the cash grab because I think she's realizing the writing's on the wall. When the Republican Party in Minnesota gets its clock cleaned in November, she wants to be able to walk out with a little bit of money. And it is disgusting. One other quick story I did want to make sure I mentioned. I'm only going to read a witness. There was a witness. Once again, Weiss is the guy that shot Alexander Weiss. He shot and killed Mohammed Rahim, 17-year-old in Rochester. There is a third witness here that's not either Weiss or Rahim. This must be what the police are banking a lot of their argument on. A passerby who saw the confrontation told authorities that Weiss and Rahim were standing on the road about 2 or 3 feet away from each other. The complainant said the witness said Weiss pulled the gun from his pocket, raised it, and fired once at Rahim. The witness says Rahim was not touching Weiss or raising a fist at him or advancing towards him when he was shot, according to the criminal complaint. The witness then drove away and flagged down a police officer to report the shooting. So, Weiss, of course, makes it sound like I tried to fire a warning shot and I was just trying to get the police there. The other witness basically points out this guy just pulled a gun and blasted away on this kid and killed him. And so, yeah, carry and conceal, it doesn't work. Well, let's get Scott in Wisconsin. I got a few, about a minute and a half here. Scott in Wisconsin, go right ahead. Scott, you there?
Hey. Yeah. Hey, yeah, I'm a Packer fan, man, and yesterday I wasn't able to call. And, well, part of the thing I had to say is, you know, the Packers, they had it. They could have picked up a quarterback after Rodgers went down. And I know a lot of people holding a little bit of grudge against the Vikings on that, but they could have picked up Kaepernick for minimum wage. And I think they would. I think Kaepernick could have taken them to the playoffs, but I think it was a little bit political. Other than that, you were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, diets and how older people lived 102 and that. Well, they grew up on a diet with eggs that didn't have chemicals and
whole grains. I mean, a lot more whole grains.
They ate healthy food.
Well, they ate more, and Scott, thank you very much, and I didn't know all of a sudden where we're going to get into Packer talk, but no, I will say this, the dietary aspects and elements of your standard older person were, they were very different than today, but I will say this, there's no way, you look at a picture of Donald Trump, there's no way in the world that man's 239 pounds, there's just no way, 280 maybe, and that is if he's lucky. Mark in Minneapolis, congratulations. You're the winner of those tickets to One Voice Mixed Chorus. We will be back. Jeff Stein joins us after the break. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Bill McLeslie, owner of IP House. When you got your computer, you heard that it all works together seamlessly. You just need to connect the printer to the Bluetooth on the router? Does your business struggle with technology? Our mission is to make technology simple. We provide tech support for businesses just like yours. We help you take control of your technology with support in plain English. If your technology has the better of you, call us, 612-337-6337.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. One of the best parts of owning a new Toyota from Rudy Luther Toyota is the service that comes with the vehicle. With my service package, I don't pay for anything. Oil changes, routine maintenance, and front-to-back coverage, it's an amazing stress reliever to have the cost of maintaining my vehicle included in the original cost. And Rudy Luther's top-notch staff takes care of everything, making my life even better. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Ken Hagelin, president of Minnesota Hospice, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on AM 950 on Saturdays from noon to 1. Our team from Minnesota Hospice will be discussing Care for the Caregiver, where we share recommendations to keep the caregiver healthy while caring for their loved one. Please join us Saturday from noon to 1 for the new Minnesota Hospice show and learn more about us online at minnesotahospice.com.
Hello, fellow AM 950 listeners. This is Jaja from Nightingale at 26 in Lindale. Come experience our delicious signature dishes and exciting rotation of inventive seasonal fare for my wife and chef, Carrie, and her team. Nightingale is the perfect place to gather for any occasion with our extensive wine, beer, and cocktail selection, along with our dedication to great service. We offer a full menu every day from 4 to 1 a.m., two award-winning daily happy hours, and weekend brunch at 10. More at nightingalempls.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly sunny skies today with a high near 27. Tonight, clear with a low around 19. Thursday, sunny with a high near 36. And Friday, partly sunny with a high around 40. Origins Eye Clinic is a welcoming clinic that is locally owned and independent. They put the patient first where you're not just another client. You get one-on-one care from the doctor. They'll also spend plenty of time answering any questions you have. Origins Eye Clinic is located off 66th and Lindale. More at originseyeclinic.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Programming brought to you by EatLocalMinnesota.com. Great Wall is the restaurant of the week. Fantastic Chinese food. We ate over there last week. Just fantastic. I love the peanut chicken there, but they've got the Mushu pork, the Chinese pancakes, and, of course, their great Szechuan and Peking dishes. Stop on by. Since 1981, just north of 50th in France in Edina, it's Great Wall, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. Jeff Stein is our national and presidential expert. He's a noted author. You can find his books at Common Good Books in St. Paul. TotallyIowa.com. That's TotallyIowa.com as well. IowaWatch.org is his exceptional public service show, and he joins us from the home of the University of Northern Iowa Panthers, KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo. How are the Panthers basketball team? How are they doing this year?
Well, much better in the last week. They started the conference season 0-5, and they just won their last two, including knocking off the conference leader. So I'm going to say this week we're great. We're just going to go great, okay?
All upper Midwest basketball sucks. All right, so I do want to make sure we also mention brand new book from Jeff coming out, The Floppy Show. What's the official break date on that one?
I'll mail it to you right now if you order it at totallyiowa.com or thefloppyshow.com, and it'll be in your hands on the official release date this coming Monday.
Monday at Common Good Books in St. Paul. Ask for Jeff Stein's products by name. All right, Jeff, we're going to start off with the Girthers because this is just, I'm going to give whoever came up with the Girthers is got, I mean, that's the word of the year. The Girthers are people that feel as if the president's physical is not legit. I'm sorry. I look at a picture of that man at 6'3" and he's saying he's 239. I can tell you he's not 239 pounds, but at the same time, it is pretty humorous to see the thing as considering he was such a proud birther, to see this get thrown back in his face as the Girthers is just magnificent.
When was the last time a news conference was held at that length about a president's physical? I mean, I'm thinking they didn't question Ike's physicians, and he had multiple heart attacks in office.
And Reagan got shot, and I remember the physical he had the year after that didn't go as long as that one did.
I'm sorry, it was just the way you reminded me. And Reagan even got shot, and they did. Yeah, that's right. It was. But here's the thing that this is why I have a problem with it. I mean, ask all the questions you want. That's fine. First, how do you in the world believe you're getting the straight story? Do you really believe that the person who did the physical is going to tell you something negative? No. I mean, when the worst thing that came out of it is he should lose a little weight, raise your hand if you've ever had a doctor tell you that as a result of a physical. Answer everyone, okay? So the time and energy that was expended for, you know, it's a fishing expedition, and I just don't see how they were ever thinking they were going to get anything from it, but they just couldn't help themselves. They had to ask. And do you really think that if there is some sort of mental deficiency, this physician is going to say anything about it? And with all due respect, this physician.
Well, and I will say the mental stuff, I agree with you. He's not going to say, he's a loon ball. I mean, they're not going to say that. But at the same time, I think there was like a stunned gasp when they said 6'3", 239. What? They all did a spit take. And I think that's what got the press frenzy going. But I agree with you. They shouldn't answer about the mental stability. That's for people behind closed doors. But I don't try to turn him into the picture that he has hanging at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, and the thing is, he's what, 71, 72 years old by this time. He's gotten where he is doing what he's doing. And all right, you know, I mean, I just love the feeding frenzy about the whole thing, because I just don't trust any of it that I'm going to get. Mm-hmm. Because you could be the most honorable physician in the world, but you could say that you totally made up everything at the news conference in the interest of national security because you did not want to let on about the president's physical condition in a way that enemies could pounce on. Well, yeah, I could see them saying that. So why in the world there was this thought? I mean, okay, the guy downs Diet Cokes as if he has stock in the company, and he may, for all I know. Okay. I mean, tell me something I didn't know before we started.
Yeah, I can tell you right now, there's no way in the world the man's eating all that fast food and he's as healthy as they claim he is. But that aside, I'm going to give you credit on two things, because you, as a mystic, were looking into the future, trying to warn the Republicans away from two mistakes that they were going to make. And the first one was a few months back, when one of the latest Trump things that he said, and what you said is this: the biggest mistake the Republicans can make is to try to defend the undefendable. Mm-hmm. And you had said that, and here we are. He says the S-hole comment about Haiti, El Salvador, and African nations, We already know he said it because not only did Dick Durbin say he said it, Lindsey Graham said he said it. And we also then heard reports that he was bragging about it to friends prior to it becoming a major news story that he was saying this.
Yeah, he asked them, how did it play? How did you think that comment played?
Yeah, and so you know he said it. He didn't say S house, he said S hole. And even if he did said S house, that doesn't validate it. It really is just, it was unacceptable behavior for a president of the United States to be talking about that when it comes to policy issues. In comes Tom Cotton from Arkansas, Purdue from Georgia to say, oh, I don't recall. They gave out Spiro Agnew non-denial denials, negative nabombs of negativity. Nattering nabombs of negativity, that's right. But they came out with that. And then yesterday, the ludicrous even happened even further with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen. She is out there. Not only is she saying, I wasn't either paying attention in a meeting with the president or I'm outright lying, but then she came on out because of this entire thing and said, I'm not sure if Norwegians are white. A woman with a silent J in her first name is actually trying to play that off. They sound like idiots, and this is what's really going to erode the Republican base. It's not policy issues. It's defending the undefendable.
There's something about the whole house comment, okay, the adjective that was used. And I frankly think there has been too much attention paid to that phrase for this reason. That phrase didn't throw me so much as what came after it, namely the assertion that all Haitians have AIDS, namely that Africans live in huts. Forget the cute word that we're not supposed to say and then snicker because we got away with saying a bad word on the air. Forget that. It's the other stuff. The adjective used to describe the countries is not what's important, and it's not what tells you about racism. It's the rest of it. And the fact that the attention has been paid on so much to that one comment, frankly, drives me crazy because of the fact that it's like you're missing the big point of the story. It's not what he said to begin with. It's what he said at the end, and nobody appears to be denying those comments, do they?
No, and that is an excellent point, and it's part of the reason why. I mean, I think the language it does get the headlines, but you're exactly right. It's the fact that he basically said every Haitian has AIDS. I mean, how can you live in such an ignorant, bigoted kind of world where you would say something blanketed like that in the same sense as then, and coming back on it, the whole thing about why don't we get more people from Norway? I mean, the entire dynamic of those comments just, they are undefendable, and it is truly kind of remarkable that they haven't pounced even further on those comments.
And that's why I say, and I'm glad you went back over it, because I really want people listening to understand, I'm not defending his description of countries.
Not at all.
But by focusing so much on that, you just said, how can you get away with having that view? Because right now in our society, we're pouncing on that one comment, which does not show racism, but the other stuff might. Why is there not the focus on the other stuff? If you're the White House, you're probably sitting there saying, you want to keep talking about blank whole countries? You go ahead, mainstream media, because not only does it not hurt us with our base, you're not paying attention to the really bad stuff. And that's the stuff that I'm just shocked that these people aren't bringing up more. Maybe it's because they can't believe he said it. But, I mean, of all the things that there's no dispute that he may have said, it's the stuff that's the most damning, quite honestly.
The other thing you brought up something before Thanksgiving of 2016, after the election, and you had said, let's see how the Republicans do when they don't have, and I think your reference was the boogeyman to blame, and you were referencing the Hillary Clinton and the Barack Obama, because here we are, they are on the verge of a government shutdown. Democrats are asking, I don't think, for anything outlandish. They're asking for the CHIP program to be reinstated for child health care. They're asking for the deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA, the Dreamers Act, to be reinstated. These are both programs there's a ton of Republicans who are on board with. Mm-hmm. And yet because Trump wants, you know, 80% of the deal versus 20% of the deal, or even I'll even go 90% of the deal to 10% of the deal. He is sabotaging these plans. And the argument that you have within certain Republicans is that we're going to blame the Democrats. And you pointed out well over a year ago, that's not going to fly because the president's there and the House and Senate are Republican. You guys have got to come up with the initial plans. You can't blame just the minority party and say, didn't Obama, wasn't Obama bad, or aren't we glad we don't have Hillary? And that's not going to work.
No, and in fact, I now see where you've got a split in the ranks because the Freedom Caucus is not sure they're going to go along with the deal that Paul Ryan cooked up over literally takeout Italian food last night. They brought Italian food into the Capitol to tell the Republican House Caucus, here's the plan, kick the can down the road for another month. Well, the Freedom Caucus is not a fan of this.
No.
But there's something that they did do in it. They put the CHIP program in it. All right. So the idea is that might allow Democrats to stand down a little bit. And in fact, I have now seen where Schumer, and this, by the way, the Paul Ryan deal for the House might get through the House. There's nothing to say it's going to get through the Senate, but let's just go along with it for the moment. Schumer is not going to block, supposedly, the Paul Ryan effort to kick the can down the road for a month because it includes CHIP. Okay. DACA is then still out there. And so the concept is if they leave the government open and by doing that, they get the CHIP, well, now maybe they can extort DACA out of the next one. I say extort because not because it's a bad idea. Don't take it that way. The idea is that the Republicans, in order to keep the government open so it doesn't look bad that on the anniversary of this president's inauguration, the government closed. They're willing to give up on CHIP. Well, okay, so Schumer's saying, okay, well, let's wait another month, see what you give up then. Mm-hmm. And it's really fascinating because the optics of closing the government on Inauguration Day plus one, that's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it will go against the Republicans, but look who's acting like they're actually leading. You get a few people in the House who say throw in the CHIP, and you get Schumer saying, oh, okay, we'll have that program, we'll go along with this for this limited window. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's kind of an interest. It's no way to govern, but it's an interesting turn of events.
Well, and there's just such a blind nature to what they're trying to pull off. Because if you think about it politically, and when we get into the election season, you're really going to argue, well, those Democrats wanted children's health care, and we didn't want to just give that out freely. That's not going to fly. I mean, when it comes to DACA, you have a lot of Republicans are like, no, we need to extend this program. And so it's not so linear. I mean, the Democrats were smart with their votes that they never went. Not one Democrat went along with these Republican votes. You can't say the same thing the other way. There are Republicans that want to go with DACA and stuff, and it becomes a very difficult argument to make, especially when your argument is we were against DACA, we were against CHIP.
Oh, there's no question about it. Mm-hmm. And what you've got is an intervening circumstance here. Let's say the government stays open. I'm still not convinced it's going to happen, but let's say the government stays open. They're not going to get the 1 year of military funding that they wanted. They're just kicking the can down the road a month, which takes you past what? The State of the Union message, which takes you past what? This long-awaited infrastructure plan that apparently is going to be rolled out on the 30th of January in time for the State of the Union. Really interesting because what I almost see the Republicans doing with regard to the electoral politics is, okay, president's going to give a State of the Union. Let's just keep our powder dry and not overcommit until we see how that is received, because that could, that is so unpredictable, isn't it? I mean, the inauguration address is one thing. The State of the Union with this president is something entirely different. We've not had it before from him, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be, I think a lot of them are sitting back as they try to determine their own electoral strategy, because let's face it, every member who is on the ballot in 2018, it's every man or woman for themselves. And it has always been way, but it's especially this way now.
Jeff Stein joining us. We're going to take a break. When we come on back, we're going to talk about the Senate race in Wisconsin, and Steve Bannon is getting ready to sing like a canary. We'll talk about that as well. 952-946-6205. Jeff Stein joining us today. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. International movement superstar.
Mishad Cooley Erickson, a mechanical and electrical consulting engineering firm in Minneapolis, supports inclusivity by designing spaces for all user groups, honoring inclusivity and respect. These spaces include gender-neutral family restrooms and nursing mothers' rooms. For example, Mishad Cooley Erickson has designed lactation rooms for traveling mothers at the MSP International Airport. Designing these spaces has changed the expectations of similar facilities in airports around the country. Mishad Cooley Erickson designed safe and comfortable environments for occupants who are their number one priority.
Moe's Tax Service on Ford Parkway in St. Paul has been preparing tax returns since 1971. They're one of the most successful independently owned tax services in the country with a diverse team of highly trained and screened tax preparation experts. Tax laws and forms are always changing, and you need someone who is a dedicated tax preparation professional. Visit www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S tax.com. Or give them a call, 612-721-2026. Moe's Tax Service. They work for you, not the IRS.
One Voice Mixed Chorus. Minnesota's LGBTA chorus returns to the Ordway Concert Hall for Sanctuary, an unforgettable evening of choral music celebrating the music of immigrants who make Minnesota home, including Scandinavian, German, Irish, Mexican, Hmong, and Somali. One Voice will also perform You Will Be Found for Broadway's Dear Evan Hansen and I Come From Good People. That's at the Ordway Concert Hall Friday, January 19th and Sunday, January 21st. Call 651-224-4222 or check out onevoicemn.org for tickets today.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us with his usual weekly visit. Jeff, last night, Wisconsin, just across the border from the Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area. As a matter of fact, I would consider it part of the Twin Cities metro area. Senate District 10 in Wisconsin. This was a plus 17 win for Trump. They had the popular Republican representative from the area running for the Senate seat. The Senate seat became open because one of the senator there, the Republican senator who won by 24, was picked to be part of Scott Walker's cabinet. They outspent the Democrats in that district, 3.5-1 in that race, and the Democrat won, and it wasn't even close. It was a 9-point win. That is, by my calculations, a 26-point swing since election 2016. This is just, once again, it is a statewide race, and I mean, you can't really apply statewide races on a national level, but it's just the latest piece of news that there are a lot of seats that Republicans in the past have thought were safe, who they're going to have to spend money on to try to hold.
Yeah, and I'll only say one thing. It is a district, a House district within the state of Wisconsin. So the sample size is narrow. It's not a statewide race. But the reaction of your friend, Scotty Walker, I found to tell me more about it than anything else.
Yeah.
Because you... the audience knows me. I say, look, it's a House race. It's a state.
Well,
race.
It's a Senate race. The House rep was running. The House rep from the area was running for that Senate seat, but it was a state Senate race in Wisconsin.
Yes, right. So the point remains, it's a small sample size, and normally I say you cannot write that broadly. However, Governor Walker tweeted out that the results of that race should put the entire Republican Party of Wisconsin on notice. Okay, when you've got the governor saying, I feel something in the wind here, then I'm paying attention. Okay, so again, U.S. Senate race in Alabama, I keep saying Democrats don't get excited. That doesn't mean you're going to win the next 10 elections, but it's something to note. When you now have the governor of Wisconsin say, I'm feeling a little chilled here, that is something that I think is important. And I think it's something that that we should pay attention to, because he's sensing something. Mm-hmm. He's telling his people be very nervous about it, because, yeah, it's not a seat that by all rights they should have lost.
There won't be, if Wisconsin, if one of those bodies goes back to the Democrats, there will not be a paper shredder not in use for the next 3 months after that election. I will guarantee you that. But let's look on back onto the national level. Final point here. Steve Bannon, he clearly does not want to go in front of the grand jury. He is striking a deal with the Mueller probe to basically spill his guts. And now we're starting to get to the people that can do some damage. I mean, it's Papadopoulos and Carter Page and some of these other people. Manafort to a point, but he was only a campaign manager for a while. But now you have an inside man who was in the campaign and in the White House who is saying, I don't want to talk onto a grand jury, but I'll testify. This is not good news for Donald Trump.
The fact that Bannon, first of all, tried to come up with this executive privilege thing. Really? You don't get to claim that. No. That's somebody else that claims that. Okay, with all due respect, I know you have a sense of being, you know, terribly important, but no, you don't get to claim that. But what it did do was put the Trump folks on notice that there's something that he can say. That's the part I find, frankly, kind of fascinating, because why else would you not just simply testify? Well, because of the fact that there's some stuff that's out there. The fact that And the way I heard the story play out is that folks showed up, the Mueller folks showed up with a subpoena to compel testimony at Bannon's house. And his response was, well, you don't have to do that. I'll just talk to you. They're like, what?
Well, but doesn't this go back to when the falling out between Bannon and Trump happened? The fact that Trump was so stupid to go on out there and try to destroy this guy's reputation, go after his job at Breitbart. I'm like, you better hope he doesn't have skeletons in the closet, because if he's got anything, you've just basically said there's no point. There's no buddy relationship here. Basically, we're throwing you to the wind.
There's no question. I mean, when he left the White House, it was, oh, what a wonderful valued servant. And now it's Sloppy Steve. Okay. How in the world do you think? And did you see the other thing real quickly, that apparently Mr. Wolf, the author of the book, told people at the White House the title was going to be something akin to the greatest year in history, or, you know, whatever it is. It was a real laudatory title for the book. And so all these Trump folks said, oh, you're going to write a positive book about the boss? Come on in. We now know that his access to the White House came from a ton of people because the author schmoozed them and said, it's a positive book. And so they fell for it. You know, I mean, P.T. Barnum would love this scenario if it played out.
There's dumb, and then there's really, really dumb, and then there's the Trump administration. By the way, quickly just to mention that the least popular administration in the first year ever beats Clinton by 10 points. He's definitely not beloved in this country. We are living in historic times. Jeff Stein, once again, find his book, The Floppy Book, the brand new book out, Common Good Book, starting on Monday, and totallyiowa.com. Your home for Northern Iowa Panthers. Great play-by-play is KXEL, where Jeff's at as well. Jeff Stein joins us on Wednesdays. Jeff, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We're purple proud, Matt.
Purple proud. You better be down there. Take care, Jeff. Thank you very much. Mike McEntee is coming up next. He has another chance at you for winning some tickets to the One Voice Mix Chorus coming up, that show on Friday night. We are back coming up on a Thursday. Until then, see ya.